WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House insists President Trump is okay after being diagnosed with a chronic condition affecting the veins in his legs. The president's doctor says it's a benign and common condition for seniors.
This diagnosis is a progressive one, meaning that there's no curative treatment or intervention, so it certainly can lead to persistent swelling, which can lead to persistent pain and difficulty with mobility. At the age of 79, can be difficult. At the age of 79, while also being the president, can be a tremendous amount of work.
ABC medical correspondent Dr. Darren Sutton. The president expected to sign a series of bills related to cryptocurrencies later today. The House passing that bill on Thursday and overnight passing the bill, pulling back $9 billion in federal funding that had already been allocated for international health aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The White House and the president asking Attorney General Pam Bondi to release the full grand jury testimony related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The former Madison City clerk who oversaw the department when 193 ballots went uncounted in November broke the law. That's now the official determination of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Now, the commission had already released a bunch of information in their report, but yesterday its members actually adopted that report with a 5-1 vote. 1 month after the election, Mary Beth Witzel-Bell, then clerk for about two decades, informed city officials that 193 ballots hadn't been counted in the presidential election. She was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year. In a 6-month investigation with more than a dozen depositions, the commission says Witzel-Bell violated the law on 5 counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of those absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. Commissioners reiterated their shock that no one outside the clerk's office was told about this error until a month later. Commissioner Don Millis.
Part of the reason why this has gotten the attention, and I guess the attention that we've given it, is not because of the mistakes that were made, but because of the manner in which this was handled. It's disturbing.
However, the commission did not recommend bringing charges against Witzel-Bell. The report also includes new recommendations for the city clerk's office in the future. City Attorney Michael Haas has been in charge of the clerk's office since Witzel-Bell was suspended. He says the city of Madison has already implemented changes to ensure this couldn't happen again and says the commission is exceeding its authority, requiring Madison to go beyond the law to make these changes. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers are arriving for the start of training camp beginning next Wednesday. Rookies and the quarterbacks reporting today for physicals and meetings. Yesterday, Jordan Love was in Milwaukee for his youth football camp with 600 kids participating, including more girls this year, catching passes from number 10.
I can't believe that I got to have a catch from him.
They'll come out here, have some fun with them, teach them some skills, and just have a day where they can be around, you know, NFL player, ask me questions, and hopefully have an impact on their life is awesome.
Jordan Love's Hands of Love Foundation with programs to find life less stressful and more fun for children.
I mean, there's so many different layers of mental health and just creating awareness for that. But I think having kids come out here and just be around other kids their age and interact with those kids, you know, make friendships. And I think those are the things that are going to carry them on and into the future and hopefully have a positive impact on their mental health.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 6-game road trip tonight in L.A. against the Dodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great day to be outside today. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Some showers and thunderstorms developing tonight, mainly after midnight. We'll have lows in the mid-60s. Still a chance of showers or a thunderstorm on Saturday, mainly in the morning, highs near 80. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a post-menopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I review the record on the conspiracy theories in Pizzagate from QAnon and MAGA and reveal Donald Trump's deep hypocrisy in this moment about pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
You don't want our support now? Then fine, you don't get it. And let the Democrats impeach Trump. Let them impeach Trump. Let them f up this administration and torch his legacy. How many of his supporters went to jail on his behalf after January 6th? Did Trump do anything for them? Did he raise money for them? Did he talk about them, defend them? No. F*** you. F*** you. You suck. You are fat. You are a joke. You are stupid.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. That's going in my spank bank forever. That would be noted, Trump supporter. And neo-Nazi Nick Fuentes?
Trump had dinner with him.
Oh.
Remember?
Yes, and with Kanye West at Mar-a-Lago. Oh, welcome to, yes, our opening.
Fight, 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 big bag of rats. Tearing each other like alley cats. We're just here laughing as the whole thing cracks. Fight, 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 big bag of rats.
Wow, wow, wow. I'm going to inject that right into my veins. Hey, maybe he can take over for Colbert. We'll get to that in a minute. Chris, who said the Republicans must be hanged in the midterms? Trump must pay for this. You don't need our support anymore. Forget about the midterms, the 2026 midterms. It just needs to be a Democrat avalanche. The Republicans are traitors. They on our face. Who said?
Laura Ingraham.
No, that's a good guess, though. Same neo-Nazi. Nick Fuentes, part two of Big Bag of... Whoo! Oh, hang on. I gotta... Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, our printer is on strike.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to check the printer for errors, apparently.
Okay. Wow, so Trump has been diagnosed with being on the Epstein list, apparently. What did I say yesterday? It's Epstein-Barr virus is what he has.
Sure.
He suddenly has cankles because he's, oh my God, this Washington. Oh, I might have too much fun today, Chris.
Well, you know.
We might have to all give the money back.
No.
Just me?
Absolutely not.
Well, all right. I am.
I have kibble. I have to give the boots.
This is too much. So he tries to kill the Wall Street Journal story about the love note to Jeffrey Epstein that he clearly wrote.
Where his signature was pubic hair.
Ew. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Yeah, when you make a panic call to Rupert Murdoch to try to kill a story,
right.
It's totally because it's not. It's fake news. Oh, my God, where do I even start? So you know it's bad when they have to disclose anything about his obvious health decline. So, the bruising on his hand, the swelling of his hands and his ankles, it was becoming too obvious.
Right.
And I'm telling you, Chris, what have I been saying? They're setting up for Reyes to step down for health reasons. Okay. Also, every medical professional I saw online said, this is congestive heart failure. They can call, because of course you never know. They're never going to give you the whole truth. I mean, no, okay.
I'm kind of reticent to diagnose him.
Well, I'm not. I'm not. Okay. I don't go by the Goldwater rule.
What's the Goldwater rule?
You're not supposed to diagnose someone you haven't,
Okay.
Treated, whatever.
Okay. I thought that was the golden rule.
I'm not a doctor anyway, so it's like,
right.
I've seen him.
You're like the Lily Tomlin doctor in 9 to 5.
Right. I'm a doctor. Piss off.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I know we are all rip pissed about Stephen Colbert. I mean, oh my God, especially now. Look at him. This Epstein thing has taken him down. His health is obviously a mess. And now you're going to... Obviously, this was part of the deal to get the merger for CBS. He's the number one show in late night. I don't know how long after he called out his own company for taking a bribe.
Right. He did that last week.
Yeah. Senator Schiff was on. Adam Schiff was on last night. Let's start with that.
Once you unleash this idea that it's okay to use political violence and threats of violence, it doesn't end up discriminating just against one party. Judges are getting threatened. City councilmen are getting threatened. Election workers are getting threatened. And so this is all part of this quite deliberate campaign to frighten people into submission. And the only way to push back on that is to say, it's off.
Yeah.
It's off.
You just said that.
Oops. Oh, we just, probably because it was in my head, because we just talked about whether you have to bleep that or not. He didn't say the F off. He said the P off.
Right.
Which is different. Oh, thank you. I was going to refer to his tweet that I thought the printer ate, but here it is. Elizabeth Warren tweeted about it already, too. CBS canceled Colbert's show just 3 days after Colbert called out CBS parent company Paramount for its $16 million settlement with Trump, a deal that looks like bribery. American deserves to know if the show was canceled for political reasons. Of course it was. Of course it was. Clearly, that was, part of the bribe is you got to get rid of him. And what have we been saying almost every day on this show? Comedians are doing better journalism than most journalists. Mm-hmm. And that's why. And younger people are watching, and it's getting real information out there. And it's been one of the best ways of countering the lies, right? Yeah. And by the way, Jon Stewart, same company. Yeah. So we're going to know something's up, because the Skydance, which is the company that's taken them over, is run by Larry Ellison, who is a conservative who has been apparently reaching out to right-wing, figures or whatever. So this is okay.
I hope another network snatches up the show Lock, Stock, and Barrel.
Yeah.
It's a good show. Good show.
It's the number one show. That's why you bolt this whole, it's for financial blah, 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 right? Here is Stephen last night.
Before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away. And I do want to say that the folks at CBS have been great partners. I'm so grateful to the Tiffany Network for giving me this chair and this beautiful theater to call home. And of course, I'm grateful to you, the audience, who have joined us.
I mean, first of all, they can't risk any, because any comedian worth their salt hates Trump. I'm sorry. And is, outspoken about the daily criming of this administration and ridiculousness and just failures one after another. So it's of course they're not going to risk having another comedian. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there's been growing speculation. I'm just reading from the piece that Colbert and other programs are under growing scrutiny from executives at Skydance Media, which is set to acquire Paramount. Colbert and Jon Stewart, also under the same corporate umbrella, are particularly known for savaging Trump and his administration on their shows. Skydance CEO and founder David Ellison is known to have made overtures to conservative media personalities recently. I mean, this sucks, right? Because they literally are doing more journalism, just the two of them, than all the rest of the mainstream media put together. One more, Colbert.
I'm sure Trump would rather have us talk about his hand than Jeffrey Epstein. That controversy is causing so much trouble for Trump that he recently ordered it to be put in a cell and for the cameras to stop working for 3 minutes.
Yeah, as Senator Schiff said, just finished taping with Stephen Colbert, who announced his show was canceled. If Paramount and CBS ended the late show for political reasons, the public deserves to know and deserves better. I mean, it's so pathetic, right? Particularly with Trump's approval ratings where they are and plummeting downward in this Epstein mess. You're going to, seriously. Okay. Hold, please.
Are you okay?
I'm reviewing my own. Wow. I did send you a lot. No wonder. You know what? I think the printer hung itself.
It revolted.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. The camera wasn't on, but I think the printer committed suicide.
It hung itself?
Yeah.
Okay.
It really did.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, that one's a little hinky. Okay.
You want me to reprint that?
That's fine.
Okay.
Let's see here. Hold, please. I have lots of... I'm getting my exhibits ready for Glenn Kirshner coming up in a few minutes.
All right.
That's what they say in
the
law.
We have a lot to ask him.
In the law business, right. All right. Just in case you wanted some medical facts, chronic venous insufficiency is linked to an increased risk of both Alzheimer's and vascular dementia. I'm telling you, this is a setup for a health... This is the health off-ramp. It means blood's not going to your heart. It's obviously, CVI can lead to cerebral venous outflow. It is potentially causing damage to brain tissue, increasing the risk of cognitive decline. He's clearly in cognitive decline. All right. So this is a press room, Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline Leavitt. Yeah.
Well, the idea was floated from someone in the media.
I'm sorry. That's not the one. I was talking about the nine. Know. Sorry.
Okay.
I know that many in the media have been speculating about bruising on the president's hands and also swelling in the president's legs. So in the effort of transparency, the president wanted me to share a note from his physician with all of you today. In recent weeks, President Trump noted mild swelling in his lower legs. In keeping with routine medical care and out of an abundance of caution, this concern was thoroughly evaluated by the White House medical unit.
Okay. So, first of all, we've never gotten any real medical information.
I don't trust a word that comes out of her mouth about this.
Right. I mean, that's the other thing, is it's likely has been going on, and this is why I don't even start with the Biden stuff, because this is likely, as a lot of medical experts are saying, this didn't happen overnight. This has been going on, and it is likely much more serious than they're talking about. Here she is.
Venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition, particularly in individuals over the age of 70. Importantly, there was no evidence of deep vein thrombosis or arterial disease.
Yes. It was only diagnosed with, for sure, being on the Epstein. By the way, the latest you heard, Bolt, right, is he said that, what did we say yesterday? He kept using the word, Pam Bondi, she can release anything credible. Mm-hmm. So credible means the parts I'm not in.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
So this latest thing, him saying, I'm going to, because he's obviously panicked and trying to buy time.
Yeah.
So this latest, we're going to release.
He's using weasel words.
Grand jury testimony.
Total weasel words.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bill Kristol said it. Trump's offer of grand jury testimony is fake. That's not where the information would be, but it reveals a degree of panic on Trump's part. He felt he had to move from straight stonewalling to a modified limited hangout, to use the Watergate term. I doubt it will work better than it did for
Nixon.
He's
peeing on our leg and telling us it's raining.
Yes. I mean, and by the way, I know people don't know this, but when they keep screaming for years about the flight logs and the black book, those have been released. Trump's in them. I mean, okay.
Those are facts.
Yeah. And this disgusting...
And who was it
And
yesterday
by the way,
that said that...
the Wall Street Journal would not have gone ahead with this story.
Yeah.
Right? And he's not going to sue them, because why, Chris?
Because it's real.
Discovery. Okay. He is not. It's just, this is the same thing they do all the time.
Yeah.
This has just popped up immediately. A lady in Ohio solicited doodles from celebrities to auction for charity. And in 2004, she said Trump was always literally the first to send in his drawings. There's one of them above his Donald Trump city skyline drawing. Bidding starts at 200 and whatever, blah, blah, blah. He's like, his denials are always so stupid.
Yeah.
It's not me. That's not how I talk. It's exactly how you talk,
you
gross pig.
Exactly.
And also, really, there's a Sharpie. I'm like, really? Yeah, that so doesn't sound like you. Really? And he drew his name where the pubic hair is.
His signature was pubic hair.
Pardon me?
His signature was pubic hair.
I don't say it again.
I just think I'm going to burp.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay. So, obviously, they called him a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
About, remember I said someone has called him about something. This is why he's panicking and suddenly saying this is a hoax written by Obama and Hillary.
Totally.
Meaning, yes, I'm in there, but they... But first of all, none of that makes sense, Chris.
No.
They wrote this to bring Trump down, but they've never released it? Really? That was...
I'm still stuck on yesterday when it was revealed that Trump and Melania consummated their relationship
had
on
sex for the first time on Epstein's plane. When she had her individual liberty.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. This is a Friday, I tell you what. Glenn Kirshner, John Fiegel saying,
is it a Friday?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
Uh-oh. What?
I'm going to do this all morning long. Who said to Trump, you suck, you're fat, you're a joke, you're stupid, you're not funny, this entire thing's been a scam, we're going to look back in the MAGA movement as the biggest scam in history, the liberals were right, we'll see Trump as a scam artist. Oh, God, who said that?
Melania Trump.
No, that's a good guess. Oh, no, that'd be Nick Fuentes. Oh. Again, we already played that. I'm sorry, I just... No, I was actually cueing you for my orgasm, because every time I...
Oh, that was appropriate, too.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right there. Right there, Nick. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Can I just say, even I've never said anything that hard on my show about him, and I hate him with the heat of 1,000 white-hot suns.
You don't call people fat.
We are down to the you're fat.
Although you have called Trump a bag of...
A big bag of orange trans fats.
Yeah.
See, I'm a little more elegant in how I... fat shame. Okay, 20... okay. 20... It's because he's ugly from the inside. By the way, Emil Bove's 44.
Really?
Stephen Miller's 39. Oh, my God. Evil just ages you from the inside out.
Ah. Emil is only, like, 6 years older than Sean?
Yes. God. Okay. 21 minutes.
How is that possible?
Evil eats you from the inside out. Okay, 21 minutes after the hour. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Vibrians. Michael, who is apparently his wife has taken him out of Blue Sky Jail.
Oh, okay.
Is able to. Oh, please. I should have saved that somewhere.
Might come
all right.
Up later.
Well, he's buying Vibrians for his wife, which is a fantastic idea.
Right.
And he's not. Does he want to know how long it lasts?
Oh.
I'm going to say 11 billion years, Michael. I could be wrong, but it's so concentrated, this serum.
You only need a little bit.
It's citrusy and delightful. I've had it for months. And it's, I don't know. It's an amazing product, and I'm sure it lasts an amazingly long time. I will have to clock it, as Bella says. Clock it. Clock it, baddie with Riz.
No.
Okay. You know, Sean, I got to keep up with the Youngs. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream.
The cringe from Sean's face. Oh, my God.
Neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. Everything's in this one bottle. So a Super C serum made with the highest quality ingredients. Vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E delivers noticeable results. I'm telling you, I love it, love it, love it. If you don't love it, find it better than your current routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrians.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% and free shipping. That's Vibrians. Vibrians.com/Stephanie.
Unfreaking believable.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more. Find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses, but hurry, the sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Sugar River Pizza and the John and Gordy Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXradio.com and tell us why.
We promise not to embarrass you in front of your boss.
Everyone's already seen you do the I am the walrus bit with the breadsticks, Gordy.
Go to WMDXradio.com for all the details.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, here it is. My Michael in Blue Sky.
Okay.
He said, pretty Stephanie, how long does a bottle of Vibrance last? I'm going to say 11 billion years. It's very concentrated, Michael.
Sure.
I know it might be hard to believe, but I'm not well-versed in skincare products and their life expectancy. If it crosses your mind I might be a serial killer, you can rest easy knowing I put all that behind me. What?
Oh, huh?
What? P.S. You're pretty. All right, Michael, that's too that's, creepy. Just don't forget to type Stephanie in the box when you buy that for your wife. Okay.
These messages are starting to take a turn.
Ooh. It's begun to take a turn.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Senate Judiciary Dems, would you like to have some fun facts about the aforementioned Emil Bove?
Okay.
Who looks 11 billion years old and is 44. Let's recap Emil Bove. Fired January 6th. Prosecutors led the corrupt Eric Adams DOJ bargain. Bad temperament, poor judgment, potentially involved in Epstein cover-up, and encouraged saying you to the courts.
Okay.
Okay. So we will talk to Glenn Kirshner about that. This is going to, you know, I was just talking about the Goldwater rule and you're not supposed to diagnose people.
Right.
Okay. This sounds pretty dead on to me. Psychotic dementia layered over a low IQ, layered over long-term drug abuse, layered over malignant narcissism, layered over homicidal sadism, layered over unquenchable bloodlust, layered over a life of crime, layered over treason, layered over a complicit GOP. America, you in danger, girl. Okay. And Glenn Kirshner next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One of the women who stabbed a friend nearly to death when they were all children to please the fictional character Slenderman will be released. Anissa Wire and Morgan Geiser nearly killed their friend in 2014. All three of them were 12 years old. The two responsible pleaded guilty and were found by the court to be not guilty due to mental disease or defect. Anissa Wire, who did not stab the victim, was released from a mental hospital in 2021. She lives with her father and wears a GPS monitor. Now Morgan Geiser, the one who actually stabbed the victim, will be released as well. She's been at the Winnebago Mental Health Institute for 7 years now. She's now 22. Experts said in sworn testimony she's made progress in her mental illness. Yesterday in court, her release plan was approved by a judge, although the details were not shared publicly. And it's going to be a busy weekend in Madison. We've got all kinds of events on the calendar. Today's day two of the Dane County Fair at the Alliant Energy Center. Gates are open from 8 in the morning to 8 at night. Music goes till 10 and the carnival goes till 10:30. Tickets are cheaper if you buy them ahead of time online. We're also in the middle of Maxwell Street Days. More than 50 shops, bars, and restaurants have specials and sidewalk sales on State Street. Remember, that means State Street is closed through Sunday. And tomorrow, Coldplay comes to Madison. They'll be taking over Camp Randall for a highly anticipated show that's sold out. When Morgan Wallen was here a few weeks ago, concert promoters say it may have been the largest concert ever in Wisconsin. So you can expect lots of traffic and busy bars and restaurants downtown and in the campus area. There are road closures planned around Camp Randall. They've actually had traffic changes all week there just for the setup. Plus, there's Opera in the Park tomorrow. It's at Garner Park tomorrow night. It starts at 8 o'clock. Streets around the park off Mineral Point Road will be closed. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great day to be outside today. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Some showers and thunderstorms developing tonight, mainly after midnight. We'll have lows in the mid-60s. Still a chance of showers or a thunderstorm on Saturday, mainly in the morning, highs near 80. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
You know, the thing is, once you tell everybody that it's Trump's tariffs, everybody gets angry and mad and they're against it. Well, it's because it's a dumb idea.
Yes.
My God, it has nothing to do with the Trump name. The we name. Don't care. It's a stupid idea. We're paying the higher prices.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Hank Scott, the owner of 12 Tribe Cigars, who joins me in studio. And Terry Barr drops by for Bar Band Friday night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
What the hell is going on with this Epstein case? There is now no question that Donald Trump is hiding something, that his attorney general is covering for him, that the FBI is in turmoil about what to do. And now we're going back and discovering more information that Fox News may have also been somehow involved in the messaging around Epstein.
Uh-oh.
What the hell is going on in the Epstein case? Hey, there's a guy to ask.
Yeah.
Why? Look who's here. Thank God. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirchner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirchner.
Glenn Kirchner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirchner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirchner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirchner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Pearson blue-eyed. Glenn Kirchner.
We got that Glenn Kirchner now and I feel okay.
Glenn, this amount of paper says to me, trickling into two segments, but let's just start. I mean, oh my God. So we're in the part where some stuff is obvious even to non-lawyers, that he is obviously stalling for time. He said, based on the ridiculous amount of publicity given to Epstein, I've asked Pam Bondi to produce any and all pertinent grand jury testimony subject to court approval. This scam perpetrated by Democrats should end right now. He also admitted he attempted to kill the Wall Street Journal story. But Mark Elias makes a point, Glenn, I want to get your reaction to. He said, produced to who? Note, he doesn't say release publicly. Too pertinent is doing a lot of work here. This does not mean all records, just the ones Bondi believes are pertinent. Trump is panicking and is very dangerous. Stay informed. Just give us your take on this latest obvious ploy.
Yeah, Trump is desperate, Trump is scared, and Trump is floundering. And you know when he starts calling his base, quote, weaklings, yep, and he starts calling his allies in Congress foolish and stupid, that includes MAGA Mike Johnson, who is also calling for transparency, you know he is desperate. Now, first of all, I don't believe he, Trump, authored that post, right? Somebody authored it for him. And I have zero confidence that Pam Bondi will ever release anything critical of Donald Trump.
Right.
But boy, is he scared. And that he says this is some kind of a hoax perpetrated by the Dems. Let's remember, it was the Trump administration who federally indicted Epstein in 2019. It was the Trump administration who federally indicted Ghislaine Maxwell in 2020. So that whole, is the Dems pulling this, that dog doesn't hunt.
It's even MAGA's not buying it. Yeah, Judd Legum said, Trump is trying to convince people Obama and Biden made up fake evidence implicating him in the Epstein case, inserted it in a file, and then kept it completely secret. It's completely nonsensical, right?
And Steph, you know, the one thing I would not do if I was trying to bury all things Epstein related, I probably wouldn't fire the prosecutor who knows more about the Epstein files and client list than probably anyone else at the Department of Justice, Maureen Comey.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn. They just keep making this worse. It's like, oh, that'll make this go away, firing the Epstein prosecutor. I mean, right. And she read her email to her colleagues, right, at DOJ. She said, if a career prosecutor can be fired without reason, fear may seep into the decisions of those who remain. Do not let that happen. She said, fear is the tool of a tyrant wielded to suppress independent thought instead of fear. Let this moment fuel the fire that already burns at the heart of this place, a fire of righteous indignation at abuses of power, our commitment to seek justice for victims, of dedication to truth above all else. Every person lucky enough to work in this office constantly hears four words to describe our ethos: without fear or favor. Do the right thing, the right way, for the right reasons, without fear of retribution, without favor to the powerful. First of all, good for her. Second of all, people keep asking me to ask you, can she talk? Can she speak out about this now? Or, because we were talking about attorney-client privilege, but you're like, she was the prosecutor. She wasn't Epstein's attorney. So,
no, prosecutors do not form attorney-client privilege relationships because we don't have clients. Our client, in a very real sense, is the American people. We have to do what's right by the American people. Can she speak out? Can she spill the beans? The answer is she can spill some of the beans, but probably not the beans we want to see spilled. And the reason is anything that we as prosecutors come into possession of during the course of an investigation, we usually get it by grand jury subpoena. And once you get information, whether it's testimony or records or photographs or videotapes by a grand jury subpoena, there are grand jury secrecy rules that prohibit prosecutors from ever disclosing
what
they got by subpoena. And that privilege outlives our time as prosecutors. So there are probably things she knows that she didn't get by grand jury subpoena. She probably got by voluntary interviews. So she could speak out, but I wouldn't hold out a lot of hope that she's now going to step to the mic and tell us everything we want to know.
And Glenn, it seems like here we are again with the cowardice of this Republican Party. Like, I mean, because you think, well, can she be compelled to testify in Congress? Well, you know, they're blocking all of this, right? They won't let Ghislaine Maxwell testify in front of Congress. They probably wouldn't let, you know, Maureen Comey. Mark Wayne Mullen, the Senate Republican deputy whip, blocked a request by Ruben Gallego to demand the Trump administration release the files. House Democrats have attempted a similar move via a resolution, an amendment, and a standalone bill. All three attempts blocked by House Republicans. I mean, and this is not just a person, Trump. This is a party that's been screaming about releasing these files forever, right?
Yeah. But you know what? Ghislaine Maxwell can talk to a reporter anytime she wants, can't she?
Yeah.
And I have a feeling she might be leveraging that for, a presidential pardon, perhaps. But, you know, if she decides to, you know, disclose everything about Epstein, boy, she can give it all up.
Yeah, I keep quoting the tweet. Boy, I can't believe Ghislaine Maxwell committed suicide tomorrow. I hope she has some security. So I was going to submit Elon Musk for a job if you're launching a new law firm, because he's been quite helpful. Did you see some of these questions? He launched a series of questions at his chatbot, Grok. He said, are there likely to be electronic records in any government or commercial computers recording who traveled on Epstein's plane to the U.S. Virgin Islands? Grok said, yes, the records likely exist. Musk responded, would that mean the government right now, as we speak, knows the names and ages of all those who traveled on Epstein's plane? In other words, they have a list of all unaccompanied minors on those flights, along with a list of all the adults on those flights. Grok responded by noting the DOJ and federal and the FAA hold extensive passenger manifests and flight logs from Epstein's jets. Grok in a subsequent post said there's likely hundreds of victims. Over 1,000 confirmed young victims is a shockingly large and tragic number. In order for the government to confirm the girls were victimized, they would have had to have a name or at least describe who raped them. Musk responded, this would necessarily mean the government must have a list of a rapist, a.k.a. the Epstein client list, in their position right effing now, Musk concluded. In another post, he responded to a photo of a binder from the Justice Department earlier this year. Epstein files phase one. Where's phase two, Musk? He's becoming quite the prosecutor, Glenn. Those are all excellent questions, because we keep asking, Chris and I, is like you said, Bondi's never going to release anything damaging to him, but you know, if she takes him out of it, I mean, is she's going to go to prison, right? I mean, aren't they caught in this obstruction web again? Where,
the she's going to go to prison part is a little dicey, because who's going to send her to prison? Her Department
Now.
Of Justice. So, right.
But I mean, but what I'm saying is, would he order her to take him out of whatever and then release?
Of course, he would. Would anybody put that past Donald
Absolutely
Trump?
Not.
So all of
but
this
what I'm
is
saying,
be,
I'm asking about all these records, but aren't there records out there that would contradict that?
There are records, and I tell you, when I hear, and I didn't see the posts from Musk, but when I hear him talk about that, I'm kind of surprised that he didn't even have his Doge people rummage through enough of our information in the federal government agencies that, you know, he might have his hands on some of that stuff himself. But, you know, listen, Pam Bondi is the one who said directly in response to the question, you know, are you going to release the Epstein client list? She said, it's on my desk now. And then all of a sudden she changed course and said, whoops, it doesn't exist. Okay, Pam.
Did I say
you can't have it both ways?
So, Glenn, I know you have a bunch of daughters, and I just try to, you know, maybe as a woman, want to keep coming back to this. Heather posts, there are women who were trafficked as children watching the president call their unconscionable abuse a hoax. Trump made himself the victim while discrediting everything that was done to them when they were defenseless little girls. I mean, that's the crux of this, you know, and people keep saying, stop saying, you know, all these other words. This is rape. You know, children can't consent. This is rape of children.
And remember, Donald Trump's previous lackey, Alex Acosta, who was U.S. attorney down in Florida, who then became his labor secretary, he was part of what I would characterize as a massive, massive cover-up when he gave Epstein a non-prosecution agreement for everything he had done
all the years
in Florida.
All those years this was going on, Pam Bondi was the AG in Florida.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. So, again, I don't hold out any hope that Bondi or anybody at DOJ will reveal anything of substance. There are going to have to be other ways to get at that information.
So Anna Navarro posted, remember the Wall Street Journal, which Trump is threatening to sue over this story, is owned by Rupert Murdoch, the same guy who owns Fox News. So you know if they're publishing this story despite the threats, it's because they ran legal traps and got solid sourcing. And as you always say, he likely is not going to sue because there's discovery. Right?
Well, he may sue, but then when discovery time rolls around, he'll drop the suit. Right.
He'll taco out.
Yeah. So, you know, but it's interesting because more of the folks who have stood by Donald Trump through thick and thin are now walking away from him. His MAGA supporters, his, you know, hard right social media influencers, his members of Congress who are usually willing to stand by his every abuse. It's like, you know, he's losing it here. Maybe this is the story that has enough legs that some of this stuff finally comes home to roost. We'll see.
Yeah. So let's talk about which one should we talk about first? Emil Bove. So, you know, the Democrats walked out because obviously they weren't going to allow any real debate, any real. And here, as we were just reviewed, Emil Bove fired the J6 prosecutors, led the corrupt Eric Adams DOJ bargain, bad temperament, poor judgment, potentially involved in the Epstein cover, and encouraged saying F you to the courts. So,
yeah.
You know, Democrats, and good for them, walked out. But I think it was somebody on CNN said, oh, that's performative. I thought, you know what? This is why Democrats don't have the best ratings, I think, because anything they do, they get ridiculed. And I'm like, good for them for walking out because they're not allowing a real process. And you know, I'm sure the end plan is to get this corrupt guy on the Supreme Court, right?
Yeah. And when a guy who wants to be a judge said to DOJ lawyers, you know what? We're going to have to tell the court F you. We're not going to abide by court orders. That, yeah, and he'll be the one in the future, if confirmed, issuing court orders. I mean, that's like, you know, a doctor who says, you know what? F the patients. Let them die. I mean, it's just that bad. It's just that horrific. So I still hold out some hope that maybe a few Republicans, when this is on the floor for a vote, have a little pang of conscience, but you know, that has not served us well in the past.
Let me talk to you about Stephen Colbert. Post I saved, it certainly seems the government forced a company to fire a comedian as part of a bribe to ensure a merger goes through. So is comedy legal again or what? This actually is the government censorship Trump guys have spent the last decade wrongly complaining about. I mean, Senator Schiff, Senator Warren have already, you know, tweeted about this. Is I've never seen a clearer case of bribery or blackmail, this deal that Paramount is doing. And now this certainly seems like it was part of it.
And the power we have is to never turn on CBS again. I mean, you know, we do have power. If we can get together and exercise it, we have economic power. And, you know, we need to do better learning how to wield it, because that is what, you know, companies and corporations and media outlets respond to. It's that economic power. So,
yeah.
You know what? If you're ticked off by Colbert being fired, I certainly am. Don't turn on CBS ever again.
Yeah. So more than 20 Democratic-led states filed a lawsuit yesterday challenging the new federal health insurance rule that tightens restrictions for enrolling in marketplace plans through the Affordable Care Act and bans coverage requirements for gender-affirming care. They argue the new rule could stop coverage for millions of Americans, drive up health care costs, harm state health systems. The rule, set to take effect in August, shortens open enrollment windows, eliminates year-round enrollment for low-income Americans, and adds verification requirements. What's your take on that suit and its chances?
I got to speak at our local John Lewis rally yesterday, and part of what I talked about is how, in a very real sense, Steph, the federal judges are protecting we the people against a corrupt, abusive, criminal president by ruling the way they have been ruling. Now, I'm talking about the trial court judges, and I'm talking about the federal circuit courts of appeal, not so much the Supreme Court. But even when the Supreme Court rules against our rights, like in the birthright citizenship case saying, you know, no nationwide injunctions for you, It goes back down, and the federal court judges find a workaround, which the judge did in that case, certified a class action and protected every infant born after the 20th of February. And, you know, that kind of highlights the fact that we have to keep supporting the federal courts other than those six radical right-wing justices because they are protecting us against Donald Trump.
Yeah, you posted those. They stopped him from unconstitutionally trying to deny children U.S. citizenship, orders Trump ICE to stop the unconstitutional seizure of immigrants in California. And yet, you know, you've heard this one, Army veteran and U.S. citizen arrested in California immigration raid. I mean, this guy, threw him in the jail for 3 days. Yeah. He's an American citizen and, pulled him out of his car, pepper sprayed him. I mean, we keep trying to, say it because we live out here. Glenn, this is horrific what is happening in California in particular.
Steph, we've gone from government of the people, by the people, and for the people to government against the people. That's where we are right now. In all things Donald Trump is doing, he's trying to hurt the American people, right? And, you know, the power that because no judge is going to save us. No prosecutor is going to save us. No politician is going to save us. If the Dems could have saved us, they would have done so already, right? They can't save us. It's up to us. And that's why I'm talking about how we have to wield our power. And we've got to get out there, you know, far more frequently in the streets in far bigger numbers peacefully, because we're the only ones who have the power to stop government against the people.
All right. I could talk to you for 2 more hours, but I'll let you go. Grumble. I love you, Glenn Kirshner.
Make sure
love
to subscribe to him on Substack and on YouTube.
Yes, independent journalism. Where Stephen Colbert is going next, probably. Here we go. Support
you,
Glenn
guys.
Kirshner.
Thanks,
love you.
Glenn.
Love
all right.
you, Steph.
Love you. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock.
Yeah.
Like you need something else to worry about. Ugh. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equities. The target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on just one document, fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, just like that, Sarah Jessica Parker owns your home. That's the name of the series, just like that. It's not Sarah Jessica Parker. Just anybody could do it, Chris.
Okay.
And you don't even know until you get a foreclosure notice or a collection notice.
Right. Maybe Mr. Big could own your home.
Yeah, right? Well, not now. Oops. Spoiler alert.
Is he dead? I didn't know that. Sorry.
Then they take out loans using your equity. You can even sell your property. I mean, oh my God. If you've never checked your home title, that was my answer. I was like, huh? What now? Right now. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report. See if you've already been a victim and get a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. Go now to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. One more time, HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Yeah. To Glenn Pershner's point, Lucky Tran says funding cuts to PBS and NPR, attempts to stop the Wall Street Journal from publishing, Colbert canceled. Do not take free press for granted. We need to fight for it. That's exactly what Glenn was saying. And New York Minion, I'm with you. He said, with everything circling, I just want to point out I absolutely despise with the passion of a thousand suns everyone who had a chance to stop him at some point along the way for the hundreds of different crimes he's committed but chose not to. Thank you. Nick in Utah. Hi, Nick. Hello, Nick.
Nick.
Nick going once.
Uh-oh.
Going twice. Brendan in Maryland. Hey, Brendan.
Hi, Stephanie. This is Brendan. I want to tell you about organizing for joy.
Okay.
And so I created an event that happens once a month in Howard County, Maryland, called Drinking Liberally.
Yay!
Other organizations have done things like this, but this is a little different. We're trying to do it throughout the entire county, so we involve everyone.
Good for you.
But there's going to be a trivia night that we're going to make fun of the administration.
Good.
And it's going to be on the 28th. So if anyone wants details about the event, they can go to our social media, HOCO Drinking Liberally. And we're going to have a lot of prizes.
All right.
To give out.
Great.
It's going to be a fantastic time.
Good. All right. Keep fighting that good fight out there. Good job. Feminist says, I can't believe that his love letter to a sex trafficker came out the same day he was publicly diagnosed with cankles. Yeah, weird. John Fugel's thing coming up.
Well, Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking the World Lumberjack Championship powwows in Hayward, live from Hayward, Wisconsin, with Jane Matner, Greg Bach, and myself. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Turn it up to 11. This is Atwood Fest. Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th. Music starts at noon each day. Three stages, 30 bands, and plenty of craft and food vendors. Saturday night on the big stage is Fed Function into VO5. And Sunday opens with Steely Dan and closes with the Brothers Almanac, a tribute to the Allman Brothers. For more information and live music schedule, go to atwoodfest.com.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump has told his attorney general, Pam Bondi, to unseal the grand jury testimony in his case. But the question is whether that will be enough to satisfy what many of the president's supporters have been asking for. ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
The attorney general says she plans to ask the court today to release this grand jury testimony, but that could take time. These transcripts are usually highly protected. And even if this request succeeds, it falls short of what Trump's critics are demanding. So the bottom line here, the president is trying to tamp down this backlash, but it's still not clear if it's going to work.
The House overnight voting in favor of pulling back about $9 billion in federal funding that had been earmarked for international aid and public broadcasting. That follows Senate passage of the same bill, which is now headed for President Trump's desk. A new medical diagnosis for the president, chronic venous insufficiency, a condition where the veins have trouble moving blood back to the heart, often causing swelling in the legs. This is ABC News.